Thank you for joining me on my blog. Today I'm reading your In This Together top tips for working with your pain, not against it. I want to be pain-free. A life without pain, please. To wake up in the morning and not be in pain. I've heard all these things recently from clients when I ask them, what do you want more than anything? Living with pain, either emotional or physical, is one of the most debilitating, draining, depressing things there is, and yet a large number of us live and work with pain constantly. Having been born with a connective tissue disorder called Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, I've lived with physical pain most of my life. It's varied from mildly irritating to so intense I've considered taking all my tablets in one go, and no, I don't mention that lightly. Emotional pain can have an equally devastating impact. Who can concentrate, flourish, make change, or even fill themselves with enough enthusiasm simply to get out of bed and start a new day when the emotional pain they're carrying feels like it's so heavy it could force them to disappear into it at any moment? My top tips for working with your pain are simple, and with practice, they can have a huge impact. Number one, be honest about your pain level. This isn't a competition, and your pain may be worse or not as bad as someone else's. That is irrelevant. What matters is on your own pain scale, be honest about how good or bad your pain level is. When I say, my pain is terrible, I'm an 8 out of 10, it isn't long before I am, indeed, unable to function. When I admit to myself it's more like a 5 or a 6, I'm more likely to believe I can cope with it and that I can take it on and win. Number two, take a moment, or two, or three, or even four. You catch my drift, I suspect. Saying, I'll take 5 minutes is completely pointless. Take 30 minutes or even an hour. Give yourself real time to address the pain and deal with it. Perhaps you need to take some medication, have a lie down and close your eyes, or have a large cup of tea and some fresh air. Whatever works for you, give it enough time to be of real benefit. Number three, change your language. It's easy to get into habits. We all know that. It's often a habit when people ask, how are you today, for people who are in pain to reply by saying things like, not too bad, thanks, or I'm not so bad today, thank you. What happened to great, thanks, or even fine, thank you? Well, maybe not fine, actually, which I think is a nothing word, but something positive. I'm great, thanks, how about you? Would change the whole message you're giving yourself and others about your pain. Number four, have a good moan. I mean it. Stop being so brave. We tend to develop a system where we're not giving ourselves a chance to acknowledge that we're having a hard time at getting through it. If we're not real with ourselves about it, we risk becoming one of the happy-clappy mob, as I call them, who are walking around telling everyone they're fantastic, when in truth, they're just keeping everything bottled up. And when they blow, it's really not pretty. Allow yourself a regular time each week to say, this is pain, it's not fair, and I'm doing really well to cope with it as well as I am. If you've got someone you trust to share this with, then all the better. My last top tip, number five, is ask for help. When did you decide that if you ask for help, you're failing? The pain didn't win if you took a painkiller, a nap, or even a drink. It's not you versus your pain. You're in this together. So if this was a friend and you'd realised you couldn't give your friend what you need to make them content, happy, healthy, you'd ask someone you knew who could. Well, this is no different. Think about who you know that can impact your pain level. It's often as simple as deciding, today I'm going to let one more person help me. And you're on the path to learning that asking for help is a strength and not a weakness. I'd love to know how you get on using my top tips for working with your pain, and I'd also love you to share any ideas you have for working with your pain. Here's to a pain-free day. Thank you.